Something familiar. Something peculiar. Something for everyone. A podcast tonight. Something appealing. Something appalling. Something for everyone. A podcast tonight!
Hey, good evening, and welcome to The Real Life with Mike the Man. And as always, I've got my special guest here. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
I'm all right, Joe. What's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
Not a lot. Just hanging out, checking out what's going on, recording a podcast.
Oh, we're recording a podcast tonight.
Yes, a podcast tonight. And as always, if you've got some kind of feedback or if you have comments or if you want to tell us what you thought or just curse us out, you can write to me at MikeTheMan@gmail.com. Or you can call in to the voicemail, which nobody has yet, but you can be the first. And it's international dialing code 1-206-888-MIKE. Or you can call Joe at international dialing code 1-206-666-JOE-B. So please, send us something. Throw us a bone. Going to the feedback from the last show.
It's the Bougie Corner!
The Bougie Corner. And thank you, Bougie. I really have to say this again. I really appreciate the fact that you actually take the time to listen to the crap that we record. And you actually not only listen to it, you come and write about it, which is amazing, isn't it, Joe?
Yes, it's amazing, especially since you write, "Vote for Joe."
Vote for Joe.
In big letters. I love that. Thank you, Bougie.
Now, she had some question about your whole voting thing, and all women will be happy, all men will end up with the women. How exactly do these two items work together?
Well, first thing, it was humor. Secondly,
humor.
It's women. Logic is irrelevant, I thought.
Ooh!
I better duck faster.
Yeah, Joe, you're going to get hit hard for this one.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Now, Bougie also writes that icon rules and powers to the people.
Powers to the people.
Yeah, the three Tim Powers books. Which were those? Do you know which one they were?
Last Call, Gates of Anubis, and I forget the third one, which is being translated now.
Who's translating it?
I think it's Vered or Didi. I forget.
Hey, people we know translate books. Yay!
Yeah. Anyway, yes, I am no longer single and proud and happy to be so. If anybody's listening to this show because I've been bitching and whining about how single I was and how miserable, then please stay with this, stay with the show.
Now I'm going to be bitching because I'm single.
Yeah, Joe is single. Ha ha.
Bitch.
See, already the ratings shoot high into the sky.
Yes. And we have considered changing this to Mike and Joe's Things Which Suck show, but it's The Real Life. It's obvious that this thing that's about things that suck.
Yeah, this is The Real Life. And besides, if this is the Things That Suck show, Bougie would never get on it because, as she claims, she doesn't suck.
Though she does say that an ogre has eaten her internet. Mikhail.
Mikhail.
As a Canadian, he wholeheartedly apologizes. We realize as a Canadian, you have to wholeheartedly apologize. We accept your apology.
We accept it. Here,
yes.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Moving on. If we were already talking about Icon.
Talking about Icon.
We have the vote contention coming up. So far, four people have registered.
For the seven-person board.
Plus two people have registered, actually, for the position of the... it's called Bicard, the audit committee. We need two. Two people have stepped up.
Who stepped up for that?
Hadass, she said something about Rami having to be on the board for that to happen, but Hadass has said something, and Doron Kahlo, who's a really good person, which means that Nomi we might be able to convince to come back on the board. Astronomy, if you're out there and listening to this, you are going to be running for the board.
She's not listening to this.
Oh, well, I tried.
She doesn't like me.
Who does?
Oh, well, I don't know. I really don't know.
You're a redneck. Anyway,
yeah.
One person, actually, of these four, I'm not going to mention names, his main reason for running was because he claimed that bad people had been running it and doing bad things with it.
bad things with
it. No, he didn't say what, and he didn't say who.
So, you know, you can't just yell a general finger pointing.
Well, he can. But then everybody turned around and said, "You're just finger pointing. You're not a nice guy." So thank you, Kenny, for pointing that out. Woo-hoo. Thank you, Rami, for pointing that out. Woo-hoo. Thank you, everybody, for pointing that out.
Woo-hoo.
So to that person, I'm sorry, but I am agreeing with all those people. Of the other three people, each one of us has an agenda, has a platform, has something to say. All you had to say was, nyah, 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 nyah. That's not real something to
say. And here's the thing. If you really wanted to be on the board, not to finger point, you could have just said, I want to be on the board to change things, to pull things around. I want to do stuff.
Yeah, and some of those
people would vote for you.
And some of those people that he thinks are bad might be on the board again. Actually, one of these people, if I think correctly, I would like him to be my treasurer. If I am chairperson, I would love for him to be treasurer because he's great at that.
Well,
so, you know, you just got to deal with real life and not just with things that suck.
Yeah.
So, Bougie, there's an answer for you.
There you go. This is the real life, damn it. Not everything sucks.
And the other thing I would like to say is that it turns out that this person, Last Icon, did not renew his membership. He might fix it now, but if he doesn't, he can't contend anyway.
You can't contend if you're not a member. He sucks. Yeah, anyways, lots of things suck. And
speaking of things that suck, are we going to speak about weekends? Please note, Mike is no longer single.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Thank you. Okay.
Sorry to the girl we play settlers with.
Yeah. Is that what she's known as from now until eternity?
Do you want to give her real name?
No. If she wants to come out here and sit in on a show and introduce herself, then I'll be more than happy to.
The other thing I can call her is by the that big nighty long t-shirt thing she was wearing with an Indiana Jones print on it. I can call her Indiana Jones Girl.
You can call her Indiana Jones Girl.
Okay.
Yes.
Indiana Jones Girl and the redneck mic.
Oh, wonderful. A match made in a bad movie.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I had a good weekend. Did you have a good weekend, Joe?
Actually, not as much as I would like to be. I've been doing some house sitting for a friend who's gone abroad and with his broad. And I got a migraine when I woke up on Saturday.
A migraine for sleeping in his house.
I don't know why I got the migraine. I got a migraine.
Damn.
Yeah, point is that I couldn't get to sleep that night. I watched college football all night. It was pretty good football, too. Tennessee has got a very good team.
Okay.
But I had not such a great weekend, and I plan to improve that. I don't know how over the next coming vacation tomorrow.
Woo-hoo, vacation.
And following weekend.
Yeah.
But at no, the moment, I suffered.
At the moment, I don't really have any plans for this vacation.
Neither do I.
So if anybody has any ideas or suggestions or...
Like, if Bougie wants to invite us up for some pizza, we'll come up.
We will.
Uh-huh, and that's a threat.
Yeah.
You might even get to meet the Indiana Jones girl.
Oh, no, she's busy. She's busy over the...
All of it?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, is she working?
She's working, but she'll be coming to Icon.
Okay.
Yeehaw.
The Booge can meet her there.
Yes, she can. She's not just a figment of my imagination, damn it.
I've met her. She's not a figment of your imagination.
Yes, as opposed to the last few.
Nightface met her. She's not a figment of anybody's imagination.
No. The most unimaginative can see her, so don't worry about that.
Not that we mean anything bad, Nightface, but let's face it. You just got a 91 on a course called Prices A.
Okay, I don't even get that. You know, whatever. I'm not going to make fun of him. He's a good guy. Anyway, the weekends... This weekend I met a girl. Okay.
Wait a second. Does the Indiana Jones girl know?
She was
about
there.
This
she was there. She was there.
She was there. She was cool with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I met this girl. All right.
Yeah.
And you know, we were all sitting out and having lunch and having a good time. And she's a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. And it you know
Is she single?
What? Well, no, she's not.
Damn.
Okay. Now here's the interesting part. We're sitting there, we're talking, she's a computer tech. Woohoo! So we had something to talk about. Anyway, you don't find too many, you know, good hardcore female techies. And she lets drop in some point in the conversation that, you know, that she won't ever get married in Israel because lesbian marriage is not recognized. Now, this is somewhat of a bombshell for me. Oh, she's a lesbian. Okay, that makes some sense now, you know. And it was a revelation. And not that I would say that I am capable of pointing out lesbians, all right? Because I'm not.
No, you've got this big screen that supposes that everybody is hetero.
I don't know. It's the redneck in me. I yes, think everybody is hetero. But anyway, she drops this bombshell that she's, you know, just out of conversation. And my friend who also knows her, you know, he's like, yeah, I wasn't going to out her because that's not what you do. You know, if they,
it's her business.
It's her business. If absolutely. They drop it, they drop it. Fine. And, you know.
Did you hear that, Kenny? Ooh, thank you.
Yeah, damn it. So anyway, the conversation goes on and a couple hours, I don't know, a few hours later. I don't know, 6 hours later. You know, we spent the whole day and all that. And she's off. And then I get the next bombshell.
Her girlfriend shows up?
No. Her girlfriend's somewhere in some other country.
Oh, huh, cool.
She used to be a guy.
Wow.
Yeah. And here I was, you know, and my reality was changed. Like, holy shit. That was a beautiful, attractive woman. And she used to be a guy. Now, I always fooled myself into thinking that, you know, if I ever came face to face with somebody who went through a change like that, I'd be able to figure it out. I'd be able to, you know, catch on.
Why? Why do you think that?
I don't know. I just
you
see
redneck?
My neck. Yes, I'm a redneck.
I'm sorry. That is very, very, very close-minded of you. You think they're so easily spottable. Look, they're monsters.
Well, come on. Typically, I mean, the movies portray them as 6-foot hairy women, you know? It's not...
A, not all women. Not
I know,
all movies.
I know. I'm but, just saying that the whole thing was just like, you know, whoa! That threw me for a loop.
I would just like to say that I support this woman's right to do whatever she wants, however
course,
she wants.
Of course,
and she rocks.
Of course she does, and I agree. I just thought that I would have noticed, that I would have picked up on some subtle hint. Nothing.
Good.
Yes,
this goes back to our point of like show 4 where we were talking about the pride parade.
Yeah.
Which just goes to show that they are just people like you and me. They don't need their own parade. Just
they don't need their own parade,
like
damn it. They're people.
They're people. That's it.
That's right.
We accept them as people.
That's right. She's amazing. I don't think of
although
her any
some
differently.
Of us have problems with their redneckishness, but
hey. Nah, she's great. She's great. I will gladly sit and drink a beer anytime. You know,
while she's making out with her girl.
Yeah, why not? You know, hey.
Not that you've ever been in a scene where two girls were making out right in front of
you. Oh, never.
Never.
Never. Not on my lap or anything like that. You know? Yeah.
Actually, we were speaking about weekends. For those of you who don't know, tomorrow night enters Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew New Year.
The Hebrew, the Jewish, the something New Year.
We start counting our calendar again. We say that it is now 5766 instead of 5765.
Our lunar calendar. We count by the moon.
We're loonies. But we're also kind of solies.
So, who?
Solars.
Oh, solies?
Solars?
I don't know. Soloists?
Han Solos?
Okay, Greedo shoots first. Well,
Han Solo, Indiana Jones, tied it in again.
Oh, there we go. We've got a tie-in.
Yes. Rosh Hashanah, for those of you who don't know, is usually a real family thing. But both Mike and I have a very serious problem because our families won't let us come over and drive away.
Yeah.
They have to be there for 2 whole days. Like, it's from basically, it's from tomorrow.
They would rather we didn't come.
Yes. And drive, do whatever we want, and don't tell them. Then actually my parents would actually meet, come and just stay there.
Well.
But if I'm not going to do that, then rather that I not come, don't see me for 2 days, then I come for part of it and leave. Now, I'll be driving around anyway. And this is part of the problem that sometimes people have with accepting the other as the other.
That's it. You know, hey, my lifestyle is my lifestyle.
Yep.
I'm not going to change it for anybody that I don't want to. If I want to drive around on, you know, the holiest day of the year, and
it's
okay,
big holes.
What?
Big holes. The holiest
The holiest, very, very holiest of holies.
Life is like a bagel.
Life. Oh God. When are you going to explain that?
What's there to explain?
Life is like a bagel. How so?
Well, do you know what life is?
I live it. I live the real life.
Can you give us a description of it, like in 2 sentences?
In 2 sentences, life is.
No, you can't. See, you can't.
Is what I live.
Life is what I live. So a bagel is what you begal.
What?
Exactly. You just changed the accent from life to live. You know, it just doesn't work.
No, I didn't change the accent.
Yeah,
I changed the meaning.
Whatever.
Uh huh. That's you have no explanation. Yeah, this is your big cop out.
Actually, I do.
Yeah, go for it.
No.
Why not?
Because those who have figured it out have received much appreciation.
It's round and has Sesame Street. Sesame Street.
Yeah. Come and play every day. On our way to where we are. How to get to Sesame Street.
Sesame Seeds, yes.
You said that. Okay, we're talking about Sesame Seeds. We're talking about food.
The Bar Corner.
Big shocker. Don't tell my parents this. I'm going to surprise them. I've started eating meat again. And I'd like to compare two places that are... One is on Rehov Shammai in Jerusalem. The other one's on Rehov Hillel in Jerusalem.
You traitor.
You don't even know what we're talking about.
You absolute scum of the earth, traitor.
13 years I was one of you. Shut up.
13 years, that's nothing. I can easily double that.
Yes, I know, but yours wasn't by choice.
Actually, that's true, yeah.
So you don't even know what I'm talking about.
Nope.
No, those who would like to discuss it with me, feel free to contact me. You've got my vanity line. You can leave your email there. I will contact you. I'll be happy to talk about it. I've already talked about it with at least three friends. Point is that one is this place called Iwo Meat Bar or something, and the other one is called Chicken Chuck. And the idea is that the Chicken Chuck is supposed to be fast food because it's Chick Chuck, which is fast food, and it's chicken.
Oh, I thought they chucked the chicken at you. Here, ow!
Well, it wasn't very fast, and this is where I was today with my friend Becker, our friend Becker.
Yeah,
hello,
Becker! Hello, Becker.
Yes, he's been on the show before.
Yes.
And he doesn't listen to podcasts, by the way.
He sucks.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Why doesn't he listen to the podcast?
Because he sucks.
Yeah, well, duh.
Well, he doesn't have internet at home or some crap.
Yeah, he does.
Whatever, never mind.
I was there. I set it up for him, that bastard.
Yeah, okay. Anyway,
Becker, you suck.
I ordered the wings, which were more sauce than wings.
Sauce than wings?
More sauce. There were wings in sauce. And my fingers were so sticky, I had to use 7 napkins, and the napkins were sticking to my hands. I had to go wash my hands twice. It was just a little too sticky.
Sounds like a great place to take the kids.
Yeah, it is. Was very flavorful. The fries were done very well. The platter just sucks. It's just this kind of pseudo wooden thing that makes you look like, oh, you went cheap.
You didn't even make any effort.
The table was dirty. I had to clean it. Service, you know, they call you, and I'm around the corner. So they could have just said, Joe, can you get it? And so they call on the microphone, Joe! And I was like, what the hell? The point is that...
Yeah, I think you woke up some, like, you know, animals that have been dead for 1,000 years with that one.
Hi, Nightface. Anyway, Becker ordered these little schnitzels, which were rubbery and didn't taste very good. He ordered a lot of ketchup, and that didn't help. He didn't even bother finishing it. So I'm sorry that on a rate of 1 to 10, you guys get a 4.5, somewhere between a 4.5 to a 5. Although your prices are reasonable. Iwo service was very nice.
Is that like, you know, Iwo Jima?
No, it's with an E, not with an I.
So it's Iwo.
Iwo, but it's named after the guy, so his name is Iwo. He's like Russian, Iwo.
Iwo.
Yeah, like my father's name is Ivor, and his name is Iwo. You get it?
Iwo.
Iwo.
Is he related to your father?
No. Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, I went there, and I had, they prepared a sandwich for me, a baguette with, it wasn't baguette, it was a sandwich of some sort. With chicken breast in it, with a little too much sauce. But besides that, it was really well done. The chicken breast was done perfectly. Nice and tender. Service was good. So for a fast place, I'd have to grade it about a 7, 7.5, which is really high for a fast food place.
Yeah, fast food usually doesn't score high marks.
Yeah, because it cost me all of 22 shekels. I got fried mushrooms in it.
All right.
Yeah, like actually
making some effort there.
Yeah, and, well, it was for an extra 3 shekels, but it was worth it. Well, for 22 shekels, that's a nice meal. I got a good meal that I was happy with.
Arrgh.
And I asked them what they thought that you should put in the sandwich. And he said, this is not everything, not shtup, and not go just for the cheap stuff. And it was a
not
good sandwich. Stup. And I was stuff
things into your baguette.
Yes. And
who's stupping your baguette, Joe? Why is anyone stupping your baguette?
Look, the fact that you are in denial is your own business.
That I'm in denial for what? That somebody's stupping your baguette? You just said somebody's stupping.
And I'm not complaining. I'm just sitting here smiling.
Dude, that's, you know...
You have a problem with that?
Somebody stuffing your baguette.
No. Instead of stuffing things into this sandwich, all he did was take four of the things that he had out of the seven and placed them in the sandwich. He put a little bit too much sauce, so I know not to ask for as much sauce.
But he stuffed your baguette.
No, he didn't. I said, instead of stuffing my baguette, he did that. You idiot. He wasn't that cute anyway.
Somebody stuffed your baguette. Somebody stuffed your baguette.
Okay, so that was the bar corner. Thank you very much, Mr. Redneck.
Anyway, so moving on, we'd like to talk about some people that you occasionally see at a bar or at a restaurant or anywhere else where you may go to enjoy a little light entertainment or food are people that are, you know, important, typically
VIPs.
More important than you.
Yeah, well...
I've never met anybody like that, Joe.
I had to deal with one today, actually.
I've never met anybody more important than me.
No, it's not that they're more important than you. It's that society considers them very important.
Well,
people.
I've never met anybody like that.
I don't know. You know, if someone is the liaison to Alan Dershowitz, or he's the head of the American Jewish Congress, not that I'm mentioning anybody, and if you know him, please don't tell him anything about this podcast.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he's not more important than me.
I didn't say he is. He's considered more important than
No, I don't think he is.
Well, my point is...
Depends on what circles you run in.
I'm going to talk about this issue of VIPs. And I'm not talking about the fact of whether they really are more important or just whether what happens when these people have this status. You guys have got to see this. Mike is resting the mic on his fat belly.
Shut up. I will shoot you in a second. I will hurt you.
You've got to tie into a picture of your belly.
Never, never.
Anyway, now you know why you're not a VIP.
So, excuse me.
I wanted to finish work at about 6:30. At about 6:10, I get this call from this guy who said he was going to come in and said, blah, 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 I can't come in. Can you wait a bit for me? When did you plan on leaving? I said, 6:30, 7. He said, okay, I'll be in. He came in at about 10 to 7. At 9:30, he left. And at no point did I say, look, I've got to go home because he was just too important. I want you to understand, he's going to fund the place where I work. His place has this fund that he works for.
So he gets you your paycheck.
And he knows a lot of people, and he wants to have me over for a meal, and he's going to treat me to a meal at Taverna. Now, I don't know if you know Taverna. That's a damn nice restaurant.
I've been there. That's expensive.
For us to sit and talk at his expense.
I was there. Somebody else paid for it. It was really nice.
Yeah, somebody else has paid for it.
I can't afford that shit.
I can't afford that shit. That's someplace I will cover in a bar corner. Definitely, it will deserve its own bar corner.
You're going to go there. So.
Yeah, I've been there already twice. And it's just, there's this aura as if these people are more human than we are. Or
more
superhuman. Or
superhuman? What are these terms you're coming up with here, Joe?
Here's what I'm trying to figure out. Why do we do this? Because everybody does this.
Why do we assign them a certain amount of consideration?
Why do we think that Tim Powers has more powers than I do?
Well, because his name is Tim Powers. If your name
now
was Joe
Powers. Address the real issue.
Powers?
I'm not more brown than you are.
Oh, you most definitely are. You're a load of shit.
Let's talk about my nose. Yes, now moving away from the issue of my brown
nose. But I am
nosing.
Definitely more Mike than you are.
You want me to lick you a Mike?
No.
Already done that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't taste too good.
It tastes like chicken.
How the fuck would you
I don't know. It's what everybody says.
Yeah. Anyway.
Getting back to the VIP issue.
Now, here's my question. Why do we treat them as if they are some sort of mini god? Why do we allow this to happen? It just, like, boosts the whole system of this hierarchy, which doesn't exist. Because people are people are people are people are people.
People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awfully.
Yeah, yeah.
People are people, so why should it be?
Break it down!
You and I should get along so awfully.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand what makes a man hate another man. Help me understand.
I don't remember the rest.
Depeche Mode.
Yeah, but I don't remember
the
rest.
They were horrible. Yo.
Anyway, but what I want an opinion from you. I'd like to bounce this idea. Do we treat them
an
as
opinion?
Superhuman?
You're asking for my opinion. Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen, this is a first. Joe has come down from his high pedestal on high. Well, that would make it a high pedestal. And is asking for a redneck's opinion.
Well, that way I can
I wish I had some fanfare.
Like when you have a tennis ball, the way to get the highest is to bounce it off a concrete wall.
No, it's floor. Just yes, to throw it.
No, best if it's concrete, if it's hard, off something real hard.
No.
Yes.
No. You ask any pitcher and they will tell you, don't bounce it, you throw it.
No, tennis ball.
Doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Get it the highest. Never mind.
Higher and higher. Yeah. So you want my opinion. Why do we assign these people this status?
Even you do it.
I do?
Yeah.
Who have I done it for?
Think. I'm sure you have.
Who?
Have you ever considered like any music person to be like a sort of kind of god or Neil Gaiman or Terry Pratchett? I don't know. Anybody.
Well, I don't know that I've actually, assigned any kind of status to anybody.
Robin Williams.
Yeah, what about him?
Do you think like he's like this super something?
I think he's brilliant. I think he's a wonderful actor. But if I were to meet him in the street, I wouldn't say, oh, let me, put down my shirt so you can step on it and not step in mud.
But you still would think that he's like, would you think he's got this like the status of something?
Maybe.
No,
I would.
Why do we do this?
That's a tough question.
Can we do it to ourselves? We're actually saying that we are less than them.
When, in effect, we are more.
No, we're equal.
No.
I'm just as good, he's just as good.
No, I'm better.
Well, there went the conversation.
Yeah. See,
anyway,
this is what happens.
Considering the fact that I started today with a migraine, continued with an exasperating end of today's work where I had to leave at 9:30 after trying to leave at about 6:30.
Yeah.
I just want to say that, to quote the song that we're going to put on, I've had a bad day.
Yeah, you had a bad day. Anyway, we're going to end this show with Daniel Powder's A Bad Day, and in hopes that all of you out there who have had a bad day can identify with it, and hopefully tomorrow won't be as bad. Anyways, this has been the 11th show of The Real Life. You can email me at mikethemann@gmail.com or dial into the voicemail at international dialing code 1-206-888-MIKE or 1-206-666-JOE-B. This is The Real Life with Mike the Man.
I'll be back.
Where is the moment we need it the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to gray. Tell me your passion's gone away. And I don't need no care or none. You stand in the line just to hit a new low. You're faking a smile with the coffee to go. And tell me your life's been way off. You had a bad day. You take it one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know. You tell me don't lie. You work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day. The camera don't lie. You're coming back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day. You had a bad day. And I don't need no care and no. You had a bad day. You take it one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know. You tell me don't lie. You work at a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day. The camera don't lie. You're coming back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day.
Because you had a bad